24 hours ago, we were talking AJ into going to the hospital. He was here in the studio complex, hunched over in pain.
Oh, man.
Like, this is no way to do a radio show.
Poor AJ.
Yeah.
No way to live life, really.
No way to live life.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Can you pull up that Instagram video? Is that difficult? Or Facebook, whichever one's easier. We posted a video. It's kind of a short version. It gives you an idea of what was happening yesterday on the show.
Oh, of AJ in pain?
Yes. Yeah. And we're all trying to...
How's your gut? Kind of hurts.
I mean, AJ, the thing of it is that if you were to go to the hospital, the good thing is that they can do an ultrasound, they can do a CAT scan, they can do a flat, a regular x-ray.
Right, doing that today, 2:30, yep.
You know, I mean,
are there any doctors listening?
My concern is that I'm wondering if you have any type of, you know, like an abscess or some type of fluid collection in that area causing the discomfort.
Oh, okay.
Are they going to drain him?
But I think that if you're seen, I think that because this has been going on for a while, I think that you benefit from some blood work and just to see what else is going on. You can get more information in the emergency room right now.
Weird.
Well, that is very helpful advice. Thank you.
Which you're not going to take.
Well, we've been saying this for weeks.
Go to the ER.
AJ, you do. If you've got something growing again and it's bothering you, like pain-wise, you got to go.
I'm leaning more towards, put it that way.
Hey, your body's completely engulfed in flames. You think about walking into that pond over there? I'm leaning towards it. So that was yesterday.
Oh, man. Go to the hospital.
He went.
Now, from his hospital bed, it's AJ.
And my stomach hurts again now. Thank you.
AJ!
Hi, AJ.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Why do you sound muffled?
Because I have a tube down my throat.
Oh, Jesus.
How dare you?
Yeah, right. Can you pull it out for the break?
We're on a radio show.
Think about the listeners.
I know. What a jerk I am.
Selfish.
I'll take
it. Yeah, whoever pulls his ass is not going to be king of England.
What's the tube for?
I guess there's still the precautionary thing, draining stuff from my stomach.
What are they draining from your stomach?
I guess like gaseous material or like excess stuff.
All right, excess stuff.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Get it out of there.
There was terminology for it, but in my defense, I've had morphine, so I can't remember everything.
Morphine.
So. I was just going to ask. You feeling good?
Yep. Yeah, feed and morphine, yes. But, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
are you in Milford or Bridgeport now?
I'm in Bridgeport in beautiful West Tower 6.
Oh, that's a good place.
Yeah. I love it. Got a great view.
Now, when you say beautiful,
beautiful.
That's a very large air quote.
Beautiful. Bridgeport's a beautiful city when you're up high looking at it.
It's not when you're down low on the street.
That's true.
No, yeah. there's beautiful parts of Bridgeport. I love Bridgeport.
Yeah.
They're my peeps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're your peeps.
I get it.
Yeah. They're all good people here in this hospital, too, man. They're awesome people.
I love Bridgeport Hospital.
Yeah, I've had Kaya, watching me all night long. She's the night nurse over here and stuff, take care of me. Bobby came by, drew blood from me first thing in the morning. I'm like, oh, okay, no eggs for me. And
who's a hungry boy?
Who's a hungry boy?
No eggs for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I gave him two big vials of AJ's special blend. So
was it the dark roast?
Yes, it was. Yes, I'm dark and roasted. But yeah, I've been feeding off this IV over here, which makes you pee every 10 minutes. Apparently,
oh no!
So I've been peeing in a plastic jug like every 10 minutes all night long. So
oh man,
that's fun. But the cool thing is they got this thing here. It's some kind of feature that they put around your legs and they massage your legs. So I don't know if I can ever pee without having my legs massaged ever again.
I think that's so you don't clot, AJ. It's good stuff.
Yes, I know. But the thing is, it's like rubbing your legs and stuff. And at one point, the thing like released as I released. It was really Zen-like.
I think I have to go to the hospital.
Like it released while you were releasing. Wow, that's
as I was releasing, all of a sudden it released. I was like,
You guys had a moment together.
That's
pretty much, yeah.
AJ and the leg pads.
It was like a Kama Sutra around here. It was pretty cool.
I think I need one.
That was page 39, volume 4. Yeah, so.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, so I'm still waiting to eat. Supposedly at some point today I get to eat, which is cool.
His last text to me, I'm starving.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yes.
I can only imagine.
When's the last time you ate?
I want everything. Last time I ate was 3:30 yesterday morning.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I would fall over.
The last thing I had anything to drink was when they were putting the tube down my throat. That as they're working a tube through your nose and down your throat, you have to sip water to make the tube go through. And it took three tries, and my body was not having it.
Wow, put me out.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah. Don't do that when you're sleeping.
Yeah. At one point, after the second try, I guess I must have got kind of intimidated. Because they're like, okay, we're going to let you cool off and then come back and try again.
Cool off?
And I'm like,
I can
never. And I'm like, yeah, that's going to help. Nobody's coming.
So. What are you craving? How many things are you craving right now?
You know what? I really want a Big Mac badly.
Oh, yes. Wow.
I want. Oh, there's that Sicilian pizza place over here in Bridgeport. There, I mean, knowing that there's somewhere
the that
near my window. Was it Vinny's?
I think
you're right.
Oh, my God,
that Sicilian pizza, just like Long Island Sicilian. But then, you know, anything really. I'm just starving.
Yeah, you're not going to be picky.
Yeah, no. At this point.
No. Put something in front of me, I'm going to hoover it like a vacuum. So.
He did say he was going to go to the bathroom.
Yes, he did.
Maybe it's a long one.
And then we heard,
God. We really did.
Then I got the recorder out, and then nothing. So he must have walked into another room.
No, I had to put the phone down. I need two hands for this.
Oh.
You got to hold the phone with one hand and put the other. Yeah, well, you know.
Don't turn me back.
Uh-huh. Boy, what a tight fit in that big wide bottle.
Let me bring Jennifer in. My wife is a nurse. Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi, Aj. Hey. So it's pretty impressive that they got you in surgery last night and you didn't have to wait until this morning.
Yeah, immediately. I was kind of surprised. They go, oh, they're waiting for you in surgery. I go, I just got here. I'm like, shouldn't I get to meet you people and talk for a while? And they laughed, and then they put me into surgery. So,
what time was the surgery?
Well, they got me in that. I got here somewhere like around. Unfortunately, I'm not really good with time because I was kind of drugged up and whatnot. But somewhere, so I think it was like somewhere around 6:15, they picked me up, and then they brought me over there to Bridgeport.
Hey, hon, is it me, or does that mean that this was important surgery when they say we're going to do this right now?
Thank God you won.
Yeah, so, you know, the thing of it is that with any, like, typically with a hernia repair, a common thing that can occur or result from a surgery is what they call adhesions. It's just scar tissue that will develop, and then that could obstruct the bowel. So I don't know if that's what obstructed him, but it sounds like it probably is.
Because
they'll see adhesions or scar tissue. And
those words sound familiar.
But if he left a glove in there, he's not going to say, I left a glove. He's just going to say, oh, yeah, the scar tissue got in the way again. Damn it.
Well, I don't know. I thought it was poop. A bowel obstruction.
Me too.
Like, when's the last time did you go, AJ?
I'm like, you okay?
Did you get a matchbox stuck in there?
It's like Audi keys, like an Audi key fob. An A8, by the way.
So those marbles that you swallowed as a kid.
Ah, saw that I lost earlier with you guys.
So you're all done. So now
they brought me in there. Of course, you don't go right into surgery. You have all the stuff with the, you know, your name, and they prep you and they do all that sorts of good stuff, and then the anesthesiologist comes in, tells you what he's going to do, yada, yada. Yeah. And then they brought me into – actually, I remember going into the ER because we were actually joking around for a little bit because I saw that big light above the operating table, so I started doing James Bond. You know, I'm like, Mr. Bond. You know, we're all joking around and stuff like that. And the next thing I know, I woke up in a room. So
you're on those good. That's the best sleep ever. It's the best sleep ever.
So how was your pain level?
Actually, I'm just achy. I'm just achy. I'm just achy. There's a Like, I can't feel, like, the belly button area at all. Well, what used to be belly button.
Do you have a belly button like again? Mm. Did they reopen it for you?
It'd be interesting if that was the obstruction, his belly button. I don't think Alyssa knows this. He went for hernia surgery in December. And then it took a couple weeks. Hold on, AJ. I'm talking.
Talking about you telling your story. Hold on.
AJ, you're being selfish again.
He's having dinner. Then he realizes he's out at a friend's house. And he looks down. And he's like, where's my belly button?
Is that what happened?
They stitched it closed. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
That did happen.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Back to you.
Nobody wanted dessert. We were having donuts.
That was quick.
Thank you. I forgot what I was going to say now. Oh, yeah, so they took care of it. So the only thing that hurts really is for some reason the top of my rib cage and the top part of my abdomen section kind of hurts, maybe from that tube. And also my throat's killing because the tube's in it.
Definitely the tube, yeah.
That's frightening.
That's just not supposed to be there.
Just go back to bed.
Yeah. My left nostril hurts like a mother right now.
Yeah. I was describing that to Chaz last night. So what you have in is called a nasogastric tube. And they thread that through your nose and down into your belly. And that drains your belly of any contents and lets your belly rest, which is what you need. But I'm telling you, whenever I've placed them, when I worked inpatient, they are miserable, and I'm so sorry you have it. It's just a very thick, large bore tube that is not very pliable. It's super uncomfortable.
Man, Jennifer, you're smart, huh? She's smart, smart.
Not really.
I could hear it. I can hear it.
Let me get that clip.
Alyssa, by the way, you have a very soothing voice.
Jennifer, thank you. So do you.
AJ's in a hospital bed. Like, really?
We're over it.
I needed that.
Let's talk about Alyssa's sexy voice.
Now's the perfect time to sell him Girl Scout cookies. He can't run away.
Samoa. He's in lockdown.
That's right.
Send them to the hospital.
Oh, Alyssa there. Hey.
Hi, AJ. How are you?
Hey. I'm in the BPT.
They switched places for the day. She's here.
Hilarious. You going to work the door later at the stress factory?
I rolled in with my IV and the BPT.
That's hilarious. Is Vinny there? Is Vinny keeping you awake over there?
I do it. I'm done.
AJ has become the stress factory.
Hernie is not anything. That's what Vinny would say.
Oh, man. That would be a wild nightmare.
That would be the biggest.
You're about to be opened up, and Vinny walks in with a scalpel.
Like, hey, this is going to be nothing.
Vinny walks in with Girl Scout cookies.
If you knew what I've been through, this is nothing.
You know what you're doing, right?
What?
Yeah, no. I think if I do Vinny's voice, they're going to think I'm in pain in here.
This is my only outlet to talk about it.
While we're in music, someone came in. Who was that?
Yeah, who was that?
AJ?
What?
What?
The morphine.
That was Kaya. That's the night nurse.
Oh, the night nurse.
She wanted I bought a charger last night for my phone so I could talk to you guys in the morning. So
AJ,
what's she look like?
Charge on it. So she had I had to get the charger back. I guess it belongs to the front desk or something.
Is she around? Can she come on?
No, she's out of here. The next person comes on at 7 o'clock, so she came in.
She's wrapping up now.
Yeah, but on the way out, she goes, "You're not talking nasty about me, are you?" No, of course not.
You didn't laugh after you said no, right?
Let me talk nasty about the person who's been taking care of me all night.
Do you know when they're letting you out?
I don't know, but a team of doctors just walked in.
Really?
Oh,
can you put one on?
They don't want that. They want to.
Just ask them.
I'm AJ from Chaz and AJ in the Morning. By the way, how you doing? Would anybody like to talk on the radio right now?
No.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Put them on. Yeah. Just put the phone out like you're handing it over.
Shit, I think they got things going on here.
Oh, all right. I'll let you get back to it.
Feel better, buddy.
Yeah, they got to take care of it. Okay, I'll talk to you guys in a bit.
Feel better,
right,
AJ.
Hey, hold
feel
on,
better,
AJ. AJ, hold on. AJ, we need a phone subject. You got any ideas?
Yeah, the time you're busy at work.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.